As a young man, Ben Franklin developed and kept a rigorous schedule in an attempt at self-improvement. Every day he rose at 5 in the morning and asked himself a single question. What good shall I do this day? That's an intriguing question, but as Christians, we could modify it to read something like this. What good is God already doing, and how can I join in? It is easy to be overwhelmed by daily life. We have so much going on around us, paying bills, taking our children to school, and then going to work. Then factor in making meals, keeping up with your favorite TV shows, or reading another book, and it's tough to find time to do good. However, participation and involvement with our living Lord on mission is a crucial part of our growing in faith. Joining with Him as He does good is one way that we become refined and perfected in His image. See what James writes. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Now, don't get me wrong. The work of salvation has already been accomplished. But just because we've been reconciled doesn't mean we're called to sit back on our laurels. Instead, we're able to participate in the redemption that He is continually working out. And our cooperation with our Lord is part of that abundant life. Let me encourage you to look for opportunities in your life to joyfully and freely go to work alongside our generous and great God. You'll be amazed at what He can do in you and through you as you partner with Him. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.